She's writing that. I want to say good evening to everyone. I give my love to each and every one of you tonight. I thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy to me. But I desire your prayers. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, thou art God Almighty, and we humbly come before you tonight. Lord, we ask you that you would anoint your word and you would have your way tonight in Jesus' name. Give us strength, Lord, for we depend on you. Amen. The thought the Lord gave me is God does not forget. And I hope that I'll be able to share my heart with you tonight. This thought is close to my heart. Let's go to Hebrews 6 and 10. We had a song tonight that was talking about reaching out to the lost. And I feel like sometimes certain things the Lord give you, you do it because he gives it to you. But then there are some things you can just feel joyful in giving it because it's close to your heart. And this is one that is. I remember that Sister Marcia, the last time she preached, it was so wonderful because you could see the joy that she had in sharing that. And I hope that you can feel the joy I have in sharing these thoughts. Hebrews 6 and 10.
And that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. So you see, there are some things that God forget and some things he don't forget. When we come to the Lord, repenting of our sins, he forgets those. But when we do for God, he doesn't forget it. Sometimes others might forget. You know, you do things and others might forget, but God does not forget. And so it should inspire us to do whatever we can for the Lord. And I'm hoping that in this message tonight, we'll begin to think of what we can do for him. You know, I get really excited when there's an opportunity to do something for the Lord, to speak to someone, to encourage them, or a person that doesn't even know the Lord and I can share the gospel with them. You know, I do. I get excited. I might walk real slow and look real whatever, but in my heart, I'm bubbling. I said to myself, actually, this is kind of off the topic. I said, I wonder how long I'm going to be able to sit here, because, you know, sometimes I'm trying to be a little careful and not so, you know, but sometimes I have to get up. I can't shout like I want to, but I'm shouting inside. And sometimes I find myself, I'll be walking around, shaking hands and hugging people in the service. You know, I'm trying to be a little toned down here, but one of these days I might just break loose and y'all just gonna have to have patience with me. So anyway, I get excited about the work of the Lord, and I want to encourage everyone to get excited about it. Do something, whatever the Lord has that he wants you to do, let's do it with all our might and with all our heart, and be glad to do it. Let's go to Isaiah 49 and 15. May not be up here very long, but I hope these thoughts can be an encouragement.
Can a woman forgive her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee.
Look at that. You know, most of us that have had children, we'll say, that's not me. I wouldn't forget mine. But what the Lord is saying, there may be some that will, but I won't. God will not forget us. Whatever we do, the little words of encouragement we have for somebody, maybe it's so much that we could do for God. We can do... give a plate of food or go and sew a dress. It's so much that we can do for God and he will not forget us. So let's be encouraged. Let's broaden our perspective and see what we can do for God. Let's read Psalms 137 and 5. He's not going to forget us. We're New Jerusalem. We are Jerusalem today. And if he's going to forget, it said, let what? My right hand forget
her cunning.
That means I won't forget. No matter what the Lord does, he will not, we do. God will not forget us. But you know, sometimes it might seem like our labor is in vain. Sometimes we just pray and pray and pray for somebody, and it seems like it's doing no good. Seems like they're not budging. But don't get discouraged. Keep on. Let's keep on praying for those that we have loved ones. I have loved ones. I want so bad to see them saved. And I pray and ask God, take care of them, Lord, and deal with them and draw them to you. And sometimes it seems like some of them look like they're getting worse. But don't let that make you discouraged. Let's fight on and let's continue on. Let's pray on till the answer comes. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Be ye steadfast and unmovable. You know, don't give up. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. What's that song say? There's a song that says that we used to sing it. Oh. Come on, Carly, you know that. Why? Jake?
Jacob's ladder we are climbing, Jacob's ladder we are climbing, Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross, soldiers, soldiers. Don't get weary, soldiers, soldiers. Don't get weary, soldiers, soldiers. Don't get weary, we're soldiers of the cross. Rise, shine. Give God the glory. Rise, shine. Give God the glory. Rise, shine. Give God the glory. We're soldiers of the cross.
Thank the Lord. So don't get weary. It may look like you're not doing any good. It may look like they're getting worse. It may look like it's hopeless. But don't get weary, because God will not forget your labors of love. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe it seems like they don't care, but God cares. Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 12.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be to that. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
You see, when the Lord gives us a job to do, maybe a word to say, maybe someone is discouraged and we give encouragement. We don't know. But he said that his word will not return unto us him void. Even if it seemed like it's not accepted, sometimes you might go out and give a tract and the person doesn't accept the tract or put it down. Guess what? Somebody else might come and pick it up. It will not return unto him void. Whatever you do for God, the words you say that God gives us to say to him, it will not return void. So we must do what we can. Let's not shun from doing any of the work of God, whatever he tells us to do, yes, whether amen. Great or small, or whether it seems significant or insignificant. Let's do it with all our heart.
Yes.
Let's be encouraged, saints.
Amen.
We have a job to do.
Yes.
We need to use our energy for God, not for this world. The houses and lands and cars and things are going to pass away.
Right.
We are going to pass away. But let's get in there and work for God. Let's sow seeds for the Lord. Galatians 6 and 6 through 10.
Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
So we're going to sow to the Spirit. What we're doing, we're going to reap
verse,
it.
One of the verses I didn't read. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And let us not be weary in well-doing.
Oh.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I think I needed to read it.
Yes, yes. Let's not be weary. It's easy to get weary. It's easy to feel like it's doing no good. But let's do it anyway.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
I have a song here that I want to read, or we could sing it. It's number 265.
Strangers, we journey through life, through sunshine and shadow, through calm and through strife. Each day we are scattering seed as we go. Someday 'twill be harvest, we reap what we sow. Though weary and worn and alone in your way, and storm clouds are gathering, and dark is your day. Weep not, toiling one, neither faint as you go. The harvest is nearing, we reap what we sow. Though life may appear as a cold, barren waste, and comes no return of the bread you have cast, continue to do loving deeds as you go. The harvest is nearing, we reap what we sow. We'll reap what we sow when the harvest is come. Someday we shall garner the deeds we have done. Then heed not the storm nor the cold winds that blow. Toil on till the harvest, we reap what we sow.
So let's toil, let's go on, because we're going to reap what we sow. I was thinking about sometimes we do have to cry. This song says, weep not, toiling one, neither faint as you go. But there comes time, sometime we have to weep too. But we have a promise in Psalms 126, 5 and 6. Please read that. Because, you know, sometimes we might weep over some lost soul that we're desperately desiring to see the Lord deliver and save. But there's something coming. Let's read that scripture in Psalms 126, 5 and 6.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
God will not forget what we do. So it may not seem like it's going anywhere. We may have to shed some tears, but we're going to have some joy. We're going to have some joy. We can sow those tears while we're sowing the seeds, but then we're going to have some joy. One scripture said, joy cometh in the morning. So what are some of the things that we can do in working for God? It's so many things. The mothers that have the little babies and the children around them, they might feel like, I'm not doing any work for God. But they are. They are molding little children to understand about God's way. I think about my mother again. I wouldn't probably be here if it wasn't for her. She taught me by living an example before me. I saw how to relate to people. I saw how to love people. I saw how I'm supposed to speak with kindness and gentleness. I saw these things with my eyes. And she taught us the way of God. When she died, it was hard for me because I felt that all I knew and understood of God was from her. But God spoke to me, and he said, let me heal you. And I did. But so, if we go to Proverbs 31 and 10, we see this virtuous woman and the things that she did. It molded that family. It molded the people around her. And when we do it, the same thing. it will have an effect. We're sowing seeds, even though it may not look like it. We got our little congregation there at home, right? The children. Yes. And so, let's be encouraged. Don't feel like, well, it's hard because I got these children and I could be going over to Africa or somewhere, but I can't go because I'm stuck home with the children. You're doing work for God right there with those children. You're instilling in them principles from God's word. You know what? When I was teaching, I tried to instill, you know, they wouldn't let you talk about God. But there were principles that I could teach those children, and that's what I was doing there in a public school. So we can do that. I'm not saying public school is good, but I'm saying we can take opportunities to work for God, to sow seeds for God, wherever we are. And so there's one part of a few scriptures on that, Proverbs 31 and 10, that we don't have time to read all of it, but the 26th verse, somebody read that for me. 31, it's good to read all of it, but tonight we're not going to read it all. I just want us to read starting in verse 26.
In her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
See, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. How are we going to learn these things? If we have a godly mother, she teaches us these things. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. I love that scripture because it says to me, it's not an up and down thing. She's kind today and mean the next day. The law of kindness. To me, that means that's her whole way of going about things. Kindness. Saying kind words. Teaching the children to say kind words. How are they going to know these things if they don't have it right there at home? And I was thinking that not only so, when they get out into the life themselves, they can pass it on. And so what would our community and our nations be like if we didn't have godly mothers, godly parents? We didn't have godly examples, godly homes. It's so much we can do for God. And it can be also in our neighbors. We don't have time, but we can go and read about the Good Samaritan, you know? And Jesus said, who was his neighbor? The one that took care of the one. If we see somebody in need, one scripture says, how can you, and you shut up the bowels of compassion toward them, how dwells the love of God in them? We can share this. We can sow seeds among our neighbors. When we see them, speak to them. Don't just walk past them. Speak to them and be kind to them. And maybe take a plate of cookies or something to show our love to our neighbors. And then there are so many other ways. We just can't do them all, but God knows them. So you don't have to go in a foreign field to work for God. And yet, it's good to go. We can go right here around us, shedding the love of God. The scripture says that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We'll have so much love in our heart, we can't bottle it up and keep it. We got to shed it to everywhere we go. That's what we do. That's what the saints are all about. That's what I've seen over the years of being among the saints. And that's what we want to perpetuate. We want to keep it going. Let's show love to people. That's not just me and mine. But every chance we get, let's do something for someone else. So let's read. We're just going to read a few more scriptures and we're going to stop. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest.
So whatsoever your hands find to do, it may be cleaning the chapel, it may be picking up little paper that somebody left down. It could be, it's so many ways. We just have to open our eyes and see. I can do this for God. We want to keep the chapel clean because to me, we want to set a good example and we want to show God how much we appreciate it. You see, take care of his house. Let's don't just leave balls and stuff, and I have to deal that with my grants too. But that's what we need to do. So let's be encouraged to do all we can for his service. There's one more scripture. And that's Colossians 3 and 17.
Ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
So whatsoever we're doing it for God. We're not doing it to be seen. We're not doing it for any other way. But we're doing it for God. Pray for me.